Hi, Wine Delusters, and in this episode, we're off to Tuscany. Welcome to the Wine Delust podcast. My name's Janine, and my real passion is travel, and my bucket list is to visit every wine region in the world. In this series, we're heading off from Australia and heading to Bella Italia. I'm speaking to wine experts living in Italy, and we'll share my travel tips on visiting wine regions. So pour yourself a glass, and let's go exploring. One of the areas that was on Susie's wish list was a visit to Tuscany. I was a bit worried it would be a bit touristy, but Tuscany is actually really large, and so you can escape the tourist areas. And in this episode, we're going to share some of the highlights of things that we did and some wineries that we visited. So here's my friend Susie and I talking about Tuscany. And in this episode, I have my good mate Susie with me again, and we went to Tuscany after Umbria, stayed down south near the town of Pienza, and made the very controversial choice of not visiting Florence. Susie, what did you think of Pienza?
It was absolutely beautiful. The quintessential little Italian village perched up on a hill. It was one of those postcard picturesque little villages that you see. It was really, really beautiful. A nice balance between having things like restaurants, cafes, and shops, but not feeling like you were in a big, bustling, crowded city. So I would definitely recommend Pienza. I loved it.
Yeah, because when we're doing our research, I didn't read a lot about it, but whenever I did see a little paragraph about it, they did talk about how pretty it was. And it was one of these pre-planned little towns that some Pope hundreds of years ago designed. It's about 2 hours away from Florence, so it's quite a distance. Like, Tuscany is so much larger than I was expecting it to be once you start looking at your Google Maps and everything. There's beautiful landscapes all around us where they filmed scenes from The English Patient and also the last scenes of Gladiator. So it was really stunning scenery. But it did surprise me at first that there was no vineyards around Pienza. But did you think that too? I assumed Tuscany that there was going to be vineyards everywhere.
It's quite different to Australia. When you visit a wine region in Australia, you often just see vineyards after vineyards, rolling hills of grapes. It was quite different in Italy. I was expecting it to be more like Australia, but there were stretches of areas that you wouldn't even know that you were in wine country. A lot more like the Tuscany that you see in the movies, the rolling hills, beautiful little farms, cottages, stone buildings, but it was very hard to spot the grapes. Having said that, some great wineries that we visited. We were really lucky. We stumbled across a couple of really nice surprises. There was Castello di Valona, I think it was, which was an absolutely stunning hotel perched up on the hills that we were driving past and decided on the whim to just stop in. They did welcome us, which was great. It was really nice the way they kind of opened up their doors and let us through.
I think if I had a romantic getaway, I would visit there. It was they had that gorgeous pool area, and there was also people we saw in the vineyard outside doing a tasting. So you could sit in the vines and have a sommelier come and do tastings. We just popped by for a drink. It's nice to get some suggestions of places that you might not know about. So if you're looking for a romantic getaway and you're into your wine, that is one hotel that I would check out. We stayed in a Agriturismo, which was great. In Italy, farmers can open up their farmhouses for accommodation, and they can range from being really rustic to really luxurious. And I think that this one was probably, like, it was nicer than I was expecting. It was this huge two-bedroom apartment that we had. Had a beautiful infinity pool. We walked in, and Susie, do you remember how much wine there was set up in the kitchen?
That was a nice surprise. Bottles and bottles of wine with prices on each bottle. So you knew exactly what you were paying, and none of them were really that ridiculously expensive.
Yeah.
Not when you compare wine prices to Australia. I thought they were all really reasonable. And not only were the prices good, the wine itself was beautiful.
Then they included breakfast in the morning, and they had some e-bikes for hire. So we spent one day riding around the countryside, and that was really, like, that was beautiful. Like, that was a great day. And then another day, it was a bit drizzly and wet, and we found some thermal springs nearby. The Bagni di San Filippo. We were originally looking at going to Saturnia, I think it's pronounced, which is on Instagram a lot and it looks gorgeous. But this one that we ended up going to was much closer to Pienza, much smaller. And it was a wonderful way to spend a drizzly morning.
I would definitely recommend the Thermal Springs. That was fantastic. It is in the middle of nowhere. If you didn't know about it, it would be difficult, I think, to find. And there are just pools of this beautiful warm water everywhere you look. And you could literally sit there for hours on hours just looking out at the trees, the setting. It was really, really nice. And it wasn't that crowded. You never felt like you were on top of people. It was a really great find and something that I hadn't really thought about doing too much, but it was great.
Yeah. And then there was that little village that we went to, Bagno Vignoni. And that had a thermal spring right in the middle of the town square. And that was awesome to see as well. And we had lunch there. Something very unexpected. So I really thought that was really cool to visit.
Yes, can't swim in that thermal spring,
No.
but it was just very different in terms of what you're expecting to find in the middle of Tuscany. There were some really nice restaurants in that area too. So if you were planning on going there, I would recommend timing it so that you could have lunch there. Lots and lots of great restaurants to choose from.
That's very true. And back to Pienza about talking about restaurants, because we had a great meal at the La Bandita restaurant, which I'd heard about, and an American had opened it up there, and there's accommodation there as well. And we popped by, recommend making a reservation. We didn't, but they were able to fit us in for a short meal. And that was a fantastic meal that we had in town there.
That was incredible. I ate the tiramisu, which was completely different to every other tiramisu I had in the rest of Italy. It was absolutely beautiful. The food was next level.
And we also did a cooking class. The chef didn't speak English. Her daughter did, though. So her daughter helped out quite a bit. But we had a lot of fun doing that. And the agriturismo we stayed with organized all that for us, which was really great.
It felt very authentic. The cooking class. I imagine that there are some in Italy that you might feel like you're just a number being pumped through the next cooking class. But this was just the two of us, which was nice. And it was that authentic nonna's cooking that I think made it really, really worthwhile. I felt like I was in someone's kitchen learning a traditional passed down through the generations recipe. It was really, really good. Very, very authentic. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was a good experience. And we also found a cool little wine bar that had graffiti all over, and they actually encouraged people to add their mark on the tables and walls and everything. And that was called Bacano. And they had a very engaging young guy working there, and he was lots of fun taking selfies with everybody.
Yeah, that was fun.
We did dedicate one day to doing wine, and that's when we went out to Montalcino to try the Brunello wine. We made a reservation at Tenuta di Colosorbo. And the reason I chose this one was that I'd had a friend have one of their bottles in Australia. And I thought, why not visit a place that you've actually tried some of the wine? And also, I'd heard that while it's a family-run winery that had come down through the generations, the current generation are all women that are operating it. And I'm always intrigued and love there's women winemakers and women wine producers. So that sort of put it on my radar, I guess, to visit. This was probably maybe what 15, 20 minutes outside of Montalcino. It's a bit off the beaten track to get to, but it looked like a huge castle when we got there.
And that was the one and only bottle I bought was from that vineyard. I was really impressed with their wine and a really nice tasting plate at the end. So that's a good choice if you can add that on to your wine tasting experience.
The great thing with Montalcino, though, is that there are so many bottle shops that offer tastings in town.
And a great opportunity to try lots of different wines. So they could purchase tastings of different wines. And there were some really nice views at some of the wine stores. You could sit on the balcony looking out over the landscape and just enjoy a glass of wine. That was something I'd also recommend.
That was a surprise, I guess, because I hadn't seen that in a lot of the other Italian villages.
I really enjoyed the wine stores there. It's quite different from sort of in Sydney or Australia where you can get lucky with a tasting in store. This, they actively encouraged you to try all of the different wines and then you could take a bottle home, which was good because it gave you an opportunity to taste a lot without needing to get in a car and do a lot of driving. So if you are short on time, there's lots of experiences in town that are really, really accessible and don't cost a lot of money.
Yeah, that was, I really enjoyed that. It was a really great way to try some really good wines, if especially if you didn't have the time or the means to get to cellar doors. And I think the only thing we've left to say about Tuscany is that after we left Southern Tuscany, we spent 4 days there. I feel like I hardly skimmed the surface. We had to drive up going north, and we decided to stop in Chianti. And I'd heard that there was a cellar door called Antinori. And I think it's quite a famous one because it was massive. So we did do a detour there just to try a Chianti cellar door. And it's probably the only one you can go to without a reservation as well. But they source grapes from all over Italy. And they had a vineyard on the roof, but it felt like an airport hangar going in. It was absolutely massive, wasn't it, Susie?
I felt like I was walking into a museum.
Yeah.
Very, very modern, futuristic building set in the middle of nowhere, which was odd, but it was absolutely stunning. Definitely worth it.
So if you're in Florence or you're around the northern part of Tuscany there, then it is one well worth visiting to get that sort of more commercial feel. And then I would mix it up with some family run wineries. I think it's nice to have that sort of balance and to see different sides of things. Not everything's a slick operation, but it is kind of cool to see the occasional slick operation happening.
Yeah, a mix was good. There's also a lot to see in Tuscany, and it's quite a big area. So if you are thinking of visiting, make sure you allow yourself a little bit of time in the destination. There are lots of little villages to go and visit, and each one can be a day trip. You can also spend a day just relaxing, reading a book, lying by the pool. I would recommend ensuring that you've factored in enough time in your itinerary to really enjoy Tuscany and not rush through it.
Yeah, I mean, we spent 4 days, and I feel like we could have spent a lot longer because there's also the whole coastline. Like Tuscany goes all the way to the coast. We never went to the beach in Tuscany. And that's where.
Andrea Bocelli.
Yeah, so his family has a winery that's on the coast in Tuscany, and I would have loved to have gone there.
And just allow yourself enough time to be able to stop, take
Yeah.
photos, and enjoy the scenery, not just having to rush through. There is quite a lot to see, and it's slightly bigger than you think. So it is worth even staying for a week if you have the opportunity.
Thanks, Susie. Thank you so much for listening. You can subscribe now to get each episode as they drop. You can also check out this podcast on YouTube and see pictures of the region and the people I've spoken to. Go to winederlust.com.au, that's winederlust.com.au for everything discussed today. You can also subscribe to my newsletter to hear all about my upcoming events and other news. Till next time, happy wine travels.